from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, into the happy hour we go, and there's been a lot to be happy about if you are a Padre fan. 5:04 is the time. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. Padres and Pirates tonight, game one of a 3-game series. Actually, game one of a 3-game homestand. That's it. Right back out on the road.
Man, the carbon footprint taking a beating on this trip.
You're unhappy with all the air miles.
Miami to San Diego, back to Colorado.
Back here.
Back to San Diego.
Yeah,
they could have stopped on the way home.
It's a 3-game homestand and a 3-game road trip, both this week. Mm. Yeah, interesting. By the way, if you haven't left yet for the game tonight, might want to. First 40,000 fans tonight are getting a Tony Gwynn 1999 Henley jersey. They're awesome.
I want one, but...
Yeah, I want one too. I don't know if I'm going to get there in time. Unless I just leave now. Can you finish the show?
Sure.
The giveaway celebrates the 25th anniversary of Tony's dad's 3,000th career hit. The jersey is available in 5 sizes. I'll try to get one for you, Scraby. Extra small now.
Yeah,
sure. You've done your whole... your whole fat loss thing.
I mean, I'm definitely a size down, but not extra
small. Yes, not extra small. Gates do open 90 minutes prior to the first pitch tonight, and that's like now. The gates are going to open in about 5 minutes. So I would get down to Petco if you're going to the game tonight. Get yourself your 1999 Tony Gwynn Henley jersey. First 40,000 fans tonight get it. As the Padres take on the Pirates, Joe Musgrove will be on the mound. We'll hear from Mike Shildt in just a moment, some of his pregame comments, including Mike Shildt making a case for Jackson Merrill's Rookie of the Year cause.
Yes, can I say something that I've been meaning to say all show before we get to that?
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's going to be over 40,000 people at the stadium tonight, everybody needs to stand up and give Tyler Wade a standing ovation for him just basically putting his life on the line for a run the other night when he smashed his face into the ground. You know what I'm talking about, Chris?
It was a good base running play. I will say that.
He got under the tag. He got them the lead, and he did not care that his face just completely planted into the dirt, and I'm happy that he's not more injured.
While everybody's standing, can we just stay standing for Jackson Merrill?
Oh, of course.
Who basically won you 3 of the 4 games on that road trip.
The reason I brought up Tyler Wade is because he doesn't get much you know, he doesn't get his mentions, and he definitely
Tyler Wade
deserves
may
a
not,
mention.
May not step out of the dugout tonight. Jackson Merrill will for sure. I expect a really nice ovation for Jackson tonight from the home crowd as they welcome him back following a road trip that can best be described as monumental for Jackson Merrill. He was today named the National League's rookie or player of the week, not rookie of the week, player of the week.
The player,
he was the best player in the National League. So Mike Schilt was asked, and the reason the whole rookie of the year thing keeps coming up is you got Pittsburgh in town, you got Paul Skeens, who's not pitching in the series.
Huge missed opportunity.
But you do have Pittsburgh writers that are here, and they probably think Skeens should win it, and they want to know what the Padres think about Merrill winning it. And so here's Mike Schilt on making a case for his guy.
Yeah, like I've said, you know, he's making his case. I think he's made it, making it loud and clear, and you know, your actions on the field best represent it. Clearly, you know, he's been super impactful for this club, rookie or not. And I think, I'd like to think that's, you know, part of the consideration for that award is what you're doing to help your club. You know, Skeens is clearly a special talent, having a special year as well. So both are rightfully going to be considered for it. But I just know that, as we all do, you know, with Jackson being the everyday player, playing in really good center field and contributing what he's done, and, you know, at the plate, and, you know, winning awards with Player of the Weeks and Rookies of the Months and so forth. He's done more, you know, clearly done his part to make his case, but I won't speak for him, won't even try. But, you know, we both talked about it, and it's really more about, like, how are we going to compete today and how are we going to help the Padres win baseball games. Way more important to him and us than any other accomplishments, but I'd be irresponsible not to tout him highly for the opportunity to win it. But he's making his own case. It's pretty clear for me.
Very good. By the way, I tried to make a case the other day for Mike Schilt. You got to start considering this guy for manager of the year. You know, when you look around the National League, I mean, Pat Murphy with the Brewers is probably going to be the odds-on favorite. Brewers weren't really expected to do a lot this year. They lost a lot of players. They lost their manager, Pat Murphy, who was a former part-time manager for the Padres here. Murphy was here. I think it was after Bud Black left. Pat Murphy stepped in and finished out that season here. He's probably the odds-on favorite because the Brewers are on top in their division, but I'm not really sure too many people expected the Padres, after cutting payroll the way they did, to be this good. Mike Schilt, I think, needs to be in the conversation as well. And he could be more in the conversation if Fernando Tatis Jr. comes back. And sorry to interrupt you, Mike. I'm not ready for you yet. Fernando is going to come back. I don't think there's a lot of question about that. What I don't think ever happened was when he went down and was hurt, I don't think any of us really got just how serious it was.
It's a broken leg.
We heard a lot of this, that, and the other, but I don't think we really realized Fernando was, like, in real danger of missing the rest of this season. And I guess it's not 100% sure that he's going to be back, but we're sure hoping. All right, Mike, I'm ready for you.
No, I talked to Scott Hacker, our physical therapist, a little bit today. I want to, you know, circle up with Toddy, but he's back from Arizona, where he's been the last week, today, and we'll sit down with him and revisit his plan. But nothing new.
Is there any MRIs on the horizon for him?
That'll be part of the conversation, but nothing I'm aware of.
I don't like that.
Okay.
I don't like it.
You don't like the fact that he didn't say, yeah, September 4th would be good.
Do you think
like
that he's playing
that
a little coy, and maybe Fernando's back next week and we have no idea?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that getting the news of Fernando's return out would be a very good thing for the fans, the ball club, and everybody concerned.
True.
So I don't think he would hide that information.
Good point.
I just don't think he's due back yet until September, and that's what I expected all along. But honestly, when you consider the Padres are running off this record with a David Peralta, you know what, Bryce
Johnson
combo in right field, this is not Fernando Tatis Jr., one of the best players in baseball. I heard something. Did I hear it from you?
What?
I don't remember. I don't remember if I heard it from you or somewhere else. Somebody was saying that you can make a weird case for the fact that every time Fernando's been out...
It may have been for me through a fan.
Yeah, every time Fernando's been out, the Padres go on a hot streak.
It's true. I mean, 2022, they go to the NLCS. He didn't play all year. 2023, obviously, they don't make the playoffs. 2024, he leaves the lineup, and they start winning. Now, I don't believe
that he's the
problem.
Not enough of an example for me. Yeah, it's not enough of an example size for me.
If it continues over years, then maybe. But I don't think that the addition of Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to make the team worse.
Yeah, I can't imagine there's anybody in a Padre front office right now sitting there going, you know, every time he comes back, we slump. So let's hope he doesn't come back.
No one is saying that.
I wouldn't think so.
And you got to think about how we always talk about players who are injured. His team is on a road trip going 5-1, and he's stuck in Arizona rehabbing. You think he wants to be in Arizona rehabbing? No, he wants to be back with the team on the field.
Fernando does love the game. I find it really hard that he's trying to stay away. And I find it hard that anybody in their right mind would want him to stay away. The Padres would be so much better if they had him in the middle of this lineup right now. A lineup which, by the way, is hitting 265, which leads the major leagues. The San Diego Padres, for the longest time, had one of the greatest average hitters in the history of baseball.
Just kidding.
His name was that guy's dad, right? But
who did you point to?
I pointed to Tony, even though he's not here. But even though they had the great Tony Gwynn, did you know that the San Diego Padres, in their 55-year history, have never once led the league in hitting? Batting average. Ever.
What does that tell you? Does it tell you that
this team
is... I
don't know what it tells me. I just think it's kind of strange.
That is strange.
Honestly.
Because you got a guy hitting well over 300. That should take the average up a little bit.
Yeah, when Tony was here, despite having him, they lead the majors right now, 265 average. They have never done that in franchise history before. At the end of the season, still led the majors in hitting.
Not bad.
Something to keep an eye on.
Not bad.
All right, one last thing with Mike Shildt, and we'll finish things up, get it ready for Sammy Levitt's pregame show. Yu Darvish, his name is back in the mix a little bit at least. Dennis Lynn of The Athletic reporting today. Yu Darvish is doing some throwing, some live BP. Maybe he could return this season. A lot of people, by the way, keep asking, and they ask me every day, and I probably ask you too, what really is the story with Yu Darvish? Answer, we don't know, and it really isn't important.
Yeah, I'm not going to speculate.
The fact of the matter is, and we're not going to speculate, right. He's got something that he needs to get taken care of, a la, you know, Freddie Freeman had that. And Yu Darvish has been a more serious situation. Evidently, you know.
Yeah, the Freddie Freeman stuff is scary.
Very scary. And, you know, so that's the answer to that. It doesn't matter. What matters is, could he come back? That would be impactful. Here's Mike Shildt sharing what he knows about that possibility.
It was news to me, but you know, I've been respectful of Hugh's privacy and supportive of him and sending him well wishes through Shingo, his translator. And checking in on him, and you know, Shingo's been saying he's been doing well. From a personal standpoint, I have not asked one thing about how or what Yu's doing from a baseball perspective, but did hear that you know, he's feeling good enough to organize his own live batting practices and back to a healthy standpoint to be able to do that. And you know, clearly that's encouraging for him physically. And but again, my intent for Yu Darvish is how he's doing as a human,
as is all of ours. But it certainly wouldn't hurt if Darvish, you know, popped back in September and said, hey, I got four or five starts in me.
Different situation. You know, I came
I up, have no idea where that's coming from.
Who was talking over me there?
Oh, my gosh. It's Xander Bogaerts. Okay.
Xander.
All of that.
I was just making sure it wasn't a swear word or something.
Xander. Speak when spoken to, Xander.
Oh, hey. Xander can say whatever he wants.
Not when I'm talking.
You
Xander
weren't.
Can say what he wants on the Xander Bogaert show.
He will get one, too, if he wants
one. Probably will get one. He could buy one. But for now, it's more Gwynn and Chris.
I got to tell you, well, real quick, Yu Darvish, someone said something to me over the weekend, and it's been in my head, but it finally just, like, clicked in. If Yu Darvish wasn't facing something very serious, he would not have put himself on the restricted list and said, I will not be paid. That's pretty telling to me.
I don't really need any more info, but you're absolutely right. Okay. So let's just keep our fingers crossed for you, Darvish, and whatever it is that he's going through. And, you know, hopefully he gets through it sooner rather than later, and he's able to get back to some baseball. As mentioned, it wouldn't hurt the Padres. All right, Padres and Pirates, Sam Levitt, pregame show. I got to tell you something. Sam Levitt has a jam-packed pregame show again.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. This guy works so hard.
Are you being facetious?
I'm only saying that because he told me to say that last week.
Oh.
And I forgot to say it.
Oh, yes, yes,
yes. So I'm saying it for tonight.
Yes.
But you know Sam Levitt's pregame show will be awesome. Padre fans on your way to Petco Park. Take your time, but make sure you get there because you want to get that Tony Gwynn jersey. And we'll come back to finish things up on Gwynn and Chris after track.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Perfect. Hi, welcome back. It's Gwynn and Chris. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby alongside. A few minutes left before we turn it over to the EcoWater SoCal pregame, Padres pregame show, Sam Levitt. It's next on 97.3 The Fan. Want to remind you, baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan, and we've got great baseball coverage here, let me tell you.
We sure do.
It's presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator. Those always are fun to use.
Yes, they are.
Find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
That you know wasn't the one you were supposed to read.
What?
That was not the one you're supposed to read.
Well, I didn't read that one before. So
I did.
I'm making up for it.
I did.
Well, I don't see another one, so.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by
God.
Express Employment Professionals.
Come on!
If your supply chain demands a flexible workforce, hire with Express Employment Professionals with contract and full-time workers from Express Employment. You get the staff you need and manage contingent labor costs. Learn more at expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com.
On Friday, you and I did, actually Thursday, because we didn't have much of a show Friday, we did a countdown of our top five favorite Olympic things this year. We included things like the men's 1500 meters, which the Americans won in a last-second lunge, the 100 meters, which was an unbelievable race.
Yes, it was.
You liked
golf.
Golf, yes.
Trampolining.
Scotty Scheffler, you know, breaking down Yeah. And, you know, really understanding what it meant to him. And
I was more talking about his 62 on a Sunday.
I know you were. Djokovic had a similar reaction to winning a gold medal.
Yeah, he did.
You know, funny, but none of the American basketball players really seemed to break down in tears.
Did you see the videos of LeBron pushing people out of the way last night?
Tony, we argued about it already. I'm not going to get into
it. Wait, you did?
No, on the Big Five. We disagree. Oh. Tony doesn't understand.
No. I was talking about him on the streets later at night. No. People were asking for pictures with him, and he was like just pushing everybody out of the way. If you're as famous as LeBron James and you're walking around Paris after the Olympics, you're going to get asked for pictures. Sorry.
I think you are. Anyway, look, it was a brilliant Olympics for the Americans. They won all the medals, you know, whatever it was. The most gold medals, the most overall medals by a wide margin. I don't know what the totals were, but it was ridiculous how many we won. And
well, let me tell you.
Katie Ledecky and Simone Biles.
Turkish sharpshooter.
All of the great athletes.
I have the medal count here.
What was the final? What did we have?
USA something? Ran away with the total.
I know.
126.
Yeah.
But we won the tied gold. With
well, we
China.
Tied, huh?
40 golds for USA, 40 golds
yeah,
for China.
I think China won all theirs in diving.
Maybe.
I'm not trying to...
Sounds like
know,
it.
Not trying to cash... shade over that. They won a lot in diving. They're great divers. Anyway, I'm bringing all of this stuff up for the Olympics.
Great divers.
Because here's to me what the Olympics really should represent. The winner of the men's javelin this year threw the javelin 304.79 feet.
Wow.
This is quite a toss.
That is a toss.
It's the sixth longest javelin throw ever.
Wow.
This guy is 27 years old. His name is Arshad Nadim.
Okay.
Here is why I think it's an amazing moment to explain why we love the Olympics and what the Olympics are all about. Arshad Nadim is from the country of Pakistan. This was not only Pakistan's first medal in the javelin. It was Pakistan's first ever medal of any kind.
Wow.
In track and field.
That's crazy.
And he got the gold medal.
That's awesome.
That means something to me, just hearing that story. Imagine the hero's welcome that he received when he got back to Pakistan, or when he gets back to Pakistan.
I hope he does get a
I would think
ovation.
He would get one. That's cool. What's not cool to me is LeBron James getting more glory, but that's for another story.
This Olympics is really...
No, I like the Americans in every sport, but those guys
bugged
me.
You really hate the basketball
they
team.
They bugged me. They bugged me. I got to tell you, they did. All right.
Oh, that's it?
No, I got a few more
okay,
things
good,
here.
Good.
I wanted to give everybody a quick... Let's get back to baseball. Padres, Dodgers, Diamondbacks. Yeah, no Olympic music.
I was going to say, I mean, I want to talk more Olympics, talk about how dumb breaking was.
You already talked about it.
I know, I wanted to say it again.
Well, you just did.
I hope it's a one and done.
It is.
It's official.
Well, it's not official, but it won't be at the next Olympics for sure. They already have whatever the new debut sport is in L.A., and it's not going to be that.
Okay.
So if breaking does come back, it won't be for 8 years at the minimum.
I wonder why they do that.
I don't know. Who knows? Probably because somebody paid somebody to do that.
Probably right.
I hate to say.
Oh, flag football is debuting.
The way the Olympics work.
Squash is also debuting.
It is flag football. You're right. All right, let me get to this before we go.
Sorry.
Because Padre fans need to know. Dodgers' largest lead this year in the division was 9 games. Largest lead over the Padres this year was 10. Lead currently is 3.5. Who has the advantage heading down the stretch? Well, of the Dodgers' 44 remaining games this year, 30 are against winning teams. 30. And furthermore, the Dodgers' next 20 games, starting tonight in Milwaukee, are all against teams currently with winning records.
Ooh.
So if you're wondering about the Dodgers, the next 3 weeks is going to tell us an awful lot. However, The Dodgers are 39-30 this year. They have a good record against teams over 500. Now, let's check in on the Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks have 44 games remaining. 31 are against teams with record of 500 or better, about the same. And Arizona's 34-34 so far against teams like that, 500 or better. Padres, almost identical. 31 left with teams with winning records. Padres this year, teams with winning records, 35-35. So whatever that tells you, it tells you. But what the one thing that stand out to me there is the Dodgers play their next 20 against teams with winning records. Padres certainly don't. Padres are playing the Pirates first and then the Rockies this week.
Yes.
If you want to catch the Dodgers, I would say that this is a big week for the Padres. Don't want to be greedy, but we got to ask for another really good week.
Okay.
And make up ground while you can make it up.
I think that's not greedy at all. I mean,
well,
that's
what everybody wants.
It's almost expected at this point.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be. It never should be expected in baseball that you just can go 6-0 whenever you want to. It's just not that kind of game. But the Padres have been making it look like that in recent weeks. Hopefully they can keep it going, starting tonight with Musgrove on the mound against Pittsburgh. In the lineup tonight, Manny Machado not there. Quick update. No update, really. Manny just getting the night off.
I haven't seen anything, yeah.
Yeah, so be prepared for that. And I guess I came up of like 12 seconds short.
It's
so
like, where are we going?
What can I tell you? We got a minute to go.
No, we're not 12 seconds short. We're like 2 minutes short.
No.
What can I talk about here?
Yeah, we'll go back. You can go talk about breaking again if you want
to. Oh, actually, people were saying
I never saw the video of
the Australian woman
breaking thing. What was all that about? There was a lot of hullabaloo about that.
Maybe one of the worst. She basically, what the person posted was, this person convinced their country to send them to the Olympics for free. And I got to get this for you, Chris, because it's pretty hilarious. Just look up Australia breaking and you will find it. But
was she just not
here? It is, Chris. Here it is. I'm playing it for Chris, but you need to just look.
Well, it's pretty much everywhere.
Home. Yeah,
I can just look at it right now.
Oh, okay.
It's not good.
I mean, this is
she
what
got zero points.
I don't know that she got 0 points, but someone said Australia just set breakdancing back 40 years.
She got zero.
I don't want to make fun of her because she obviously made it, but it's kind of crazy that that's an Olympian right there.
It was not good.
It was not
apparently.
Good.
Okay.
Let's see. The Turkish hitman was a hit of the Olympics.
Who?
The Turkish hitman. Remember the guy with the gun in his, or the shooting, and he had his hand in his pocket, and he had just regular glasses.
You like that guy?
Yeah, because he's awesome. All right, that's it, Chris.
Dodgers Brewers scoreless in the second. All right. I'm on my way to the ballpark, by the way.
Oh, everybody, go see him.
If you see me coming, get out of my way. I really want one of those Tony Gwynn jersey giveaways.
Make sure you stop him and talk to him for at least 5 to 10 minutes.
He enjoys the stop and chat.
He does. He loves
Chris
it.
Chris loves the stop and chat. So do you.
I do. If someone wants to talk, we can talk. Let's go.
Back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. For Tony Gwynn Jr. and Matt Scraby, stay tuned. Eco Water SoCal, Padre pregame show, Sam Levitt.
Next.
Coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.